Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now for this segment, I have George Breinberg with the American Legion, Chapter 216 out of Corona. And we're going to be talking about the annual Amber Waves of Grain event. George is the co-founder of the event. It's coming up in Corona, and it's an event to benefit veterans. So thank you for joining us once again, George. I believe this is the fourth year that you've been back for this event.
Yes, it is, Stephen, and thank you very much for having me.
Now, we're going to be talking about the Amber Waves of Grain event in Corona, which is coming up in November. But first of all, you are with the American Legion. Tell us about the American Legion.
I'm with American Legion William H. Jameson, Jr., Post 216 in Corona. I am the post commander, and we are involved with the local veterans in the community, as well as the youth sports in the community and the ROTC units. We strongly support the Corona High NJROTC unit with various scholarship awards, and we also sit there and participate in some of their award events, and they also have a very beautiful marching and drill team.
What are some of the services that you provide for veterans? What do you do for service members?
We support veterans, spouses, retirees, children of spouses. One of the biggest things is we help those veterans that can't get help what they need. For example, last year we helped one veteran who was having some difficulties getting some services provided by the VA, and we helped him and got him connected with all the appropriate people there. We've also given money to service members who really can't afford a nice Christmas, you know, for their families or their kids. We contribute to organizations that are going to support homeless, especially if it's homeless vets, which they take advantage of these services. So we do a lot of things in the community that we get to an opportunity to do.
All to aid and benefit veterans.
And their families.
And their families. Okay, now for those that haven't heard about the Amber Waves of Grain event, tell us about the event. What's the purpose of the event?
The Amber Waves of Grain event is an event that's designed to do strictly raise funds for veterans organizations. All the funds raised are 100% is given back to those organizations. Everybody is part of the Amber Waves of Grain. All the committee members, everybody are all volunteers. So it's not where anybody's being paid to be part of the committee. And this year we're going to have over 40 microbrews and four homebrew clubs. And these they all donate their beer, which helps us raise these funds to support the groups. We're going to have a military and civilian parade, historical reenactment groups, vintage vehicles. Members of the armed forces are going to march in the parade, live music, food, vendors. And this year we got very fortunate. We have an individual by the name of Justin Peck, who is our featured guest this year. He's number 49, is a professional car racer in the Lucas Oil Off-Road, and he's also Best of the West Desert Racing Series. He's also the owner of Race Proof Tech Racing Team, a mental health advocate, and author of Bulletproof Memoir.
He has a book out, you say?
Yes, he does.
So is he going to be signing books?
He's going to be signing books. He's also going to be part in the VIP area, so everybody that's a VIP member comes in and can have their picture taken with him. He'll be signing autographs, and he'll also be part of the parade. And last I checked, he's also going to give us some things to raffle off.
Great. Now, tell us some of the brewers that are going to be out there offhand.
Inland Wharf is a veteran-owned. They're in Temecula. The owner is a retired Navy, and Stone Church Brewing is right here in Dos Lagos, as well as in Temecula, and he is a retired Army. And then we have Rev, Mother Earth, the local Inland Brew Club. There's so many of them, I can't even remember them all.
You say there's over 40 providers this year.
40 microbrews 40. And four homebrew clubs.
Great. Now, let's backtrack a little bit and tell us who benefits from the Amber Waves of Grain? Who benefits from the money raised by this event?
Veterans organizations such as Blue Star Moms, All American Riders, the Christmas Dinner for Homeless Vets, which last year fed over 225 veterans, a full Christmas dinner with backpacks, personal hygiene items, ponchos, as well as a dozen cookies and whatever leftover food we had. Tadpole organization, which is super important to us because it takes veterans with PTSD, and they took a group to Bozeman, Montana this year and another group to the High Sierras backpacking, and it helps them break through the PTSD wall.
Now, you say this event has been going on for 4 years now. This is the fourth annual event. How did you do last year, and how have you done in the previous years?
Each year, we've gotten progressive better. Last year, we did $46,000. So in the last 3 years, we've given over $96,000 to local veterans groups. We're shooting for $50,000 this year. If we hit 54, we can say in 4 years, we've done $150,000.
Great. Now tell us, when exactly is the event and where is it? We haven't given the specifics.
The event is going to be November 2nd. A parade will start off at noon, and the parade will consist of various high school bands, military vehicles, vintage military vehicles, vintage cars, ROTC units, active duty members, retired members of the armed services. The sheriff's department will be there. The PD, local Corona PD will be there, and the fire department will be there. And then after the ride is finished, or the parade rather is finished, then we'll have the whole area gets closed off and we have the beer garden open with food trucks and vendors. It's located at Dos Lagos Shopping Center. Right near the entrance is going to be right around the corner from Victoria's Secret. And you can't miss it because this year we'll have a Sherman tank parked in front of Victoria's Secret.
Wow, yeah, you won't be able to miss that. What time does it start again?
The parade starts at noon, and as soon as the parade is over, the garden will open up.
And what is the price of admission this year?
Price of admission is $40, but this year we have a couple of specials. One is we have 100 Patriots Who Care, and what that is you go online and you donate $100 to this, and you're given VIP ticket access to the event. You're given a commemorative glass for the event, and you're also given a coin that's just specialized for the event that we just had minted.
And do you also have some like sponsor packages as well?
Yes, we have several, and they start as low as it's $500, and they go all the way up to $2,500. And just for an example, for a $500 sponsorship, you get event banner listing. We have a big banner that hangs out. K-Frog's on it is one of the sponsors. We have four complimentary tickets and a commemorative glass for each individual, as well as the listing on our Facebook and our website with their company logo, and access to the VIP sitting area, which this year is also going to include food.
Oh, food for the VIP section
yes,
this year.
Sir.
Of course, you can't pass that up. What comes with the $40 price of admission? What does just the general admission package get a person?
They get entrance to the event, the beer garden, and all the vendors. They're also given a commemorative glass, just like everybody else. It has one of our sponsors on it, and then on the other side is Amber Waves of Grain, and it has a 4-ounce pour mark on it. So while you're traveling through, you can stop at any of the beer vendors that you wish and sample their product. And they will give you a 4-ounce pour. And if you don't like it, you can pour it out and try something else.
So you say there's actually, with those 40 brewers and microbrews, there's actually over 50 different selections?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly, because each brewery will bring at least two different varieties of beer.
Wow, so that could take you all day just in itself.
Yeah.
So, and of course, we always would like to urge responsible drinking. So, George, where can we get tickets to the event?
You can get them online at www.amberwavesofgrain.org. There is tickets for the event. There's also the donation site for the 100 Patriots. And if you don't want to be any part of one of those two events or you can't make it, there's also a button so you can just donate whatever you would like.
You told us a little bit about the parade, but who else is going to be in the parade?
Corona High School's ROTC unit is going to be in the parade. We know that we have several retired veterans in the area that are going to be behind their branch flags marching in the parade. Vintage vehicles, we're going to have a lot of them.
Okay.
Probably 30 or 40 All-American Riders are going to be in it, and the American Legion will be in it.
Yeah, tell us about the All-American Riders. What do they do for veterans?
The All-American Riders is an organization that they help more than just veterans. They've been very instrumental in helping some of our fallen first responders whose families are trying to struggle to get through. For example, wounded veterans that can't get out and do things. They'll get out and go do their yard work. They'll go do their shopping. They'll make sure they get to their doctor's appointments. If they get on a hard time, which, you know, it happens, they try to help them find ways to bounce back. and they combine with the American Legion, and we try to help work as a team to get veterans and their families back on their feet.
Great. Now, let's reiterate a little bit. Let's tell them about the Amber Waves of Grain. When is it? What time does it start? And what is the location?
The location is Dos Lagos Shopping Center in Corona. Start time, the parade will start at 12. As soon as the parade is over, the garden will open.
And what date?
And the date is November 2nd, the first Saturday in November.
And the cost?
Cost is $40 per person.
And they get tickets where?
Amber Waves of Grain, www.amberwavesofgrain.org.
Okay, and if there's one thing that you would like to wrap this all up, one point you can make about how important this event is to veterans, what would that be?
The veterans need our help, and that's what this is for. This is to help organizations have the funds to help those veterans that need it.
Okay, George Breitenberg with the American Legion, Post 216 out of Corona. So thanks for visiting with us once again this year. I really appreciate it, George.
Thank you, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.